It's a new look Team Galicia that will be heading to the Scotties Tournament of Hearts next month in Thunder Bay, Ont. And it will also be one last ride for the skipper of the ship. Kerry Galicia and her rink of Shona Barber, Megan Kohler, Sydney Galicia and Ella Skage won the right to represent the NWT at the Canadian Women's Curling Championship by beating Betty Delery and her rink out of the Hay River Curling Club on Sunday. Both rinks were the only ones to enter, meaning just a best of five was needed to crown the champion. Galicia secured the title with a 12-0 win in the fourth draw to win the series, 3-1. You'll notice something about that last scoreline in that Delery defeated Galicia in one of those contests. That came in the opening draw on January 17 as Delery won, 11-6. Playing without last rock advantage in the opening end, Delery managed to put up a steal of 2 in the first end and followed that with a steal of 3 in the second. Another stolen single in the third end gave Delery a 6-0 lead at that point. "We just came out guns blazing," said Delery. "We hoped to have a good start and we weren't surprised the final outcome. You think about the scoreboard, but you don't want to think too far ahead of the final score." Galicia got 2 back in the fourth, but Delery scored another in the fifth and stole another one in the sixth to pile on the pressure. Galicia scored 3 with the hammer in the seventh and stole a single in the eighth to get it back to 8-6, but 3 in the ninth for Delery was good enough for Galicia to shake hands after that and hand Delery the win. The win was the first time a team had beaten Galicia at a territorial playdown since 2014, and Galicia said it wasn't the sharpest game ever. "I didn't come out sharp," she said. "I'm battling another injury. I hurt myself on January 6th, so it's been a tough month, but my team was awesome behind me. I think that loss woke us up and we ended up playing a lot better after that. Betty and her team played amazing. They didn't miss many shots." The second draw on January 18th saw the same exact result as the first, with the final score being 11-6, only this time in favor of Galicia. Draw 3 also went Galicia's way by a score of 11-4, and Galicia was able to close it out in fourth draw on Sunday with a 12-0 win, stealing all 12 points on her way to victory and the title. This version of Team Galicia is much different from the one that we saw over the past few years. Barber and Kohler are still there, but the addition of Galicia's daughter, who's just 15, and Skage, who's 16, means this will be one of the youngest teams to play at the national senior women's level. "Sydney was, by far, the best player on our team," said Galicia. "She was making everything. It's just really good to see the young guns, as we call them, get to play, and they really kept us in it." Will those young guns be able to handle the pressure of a Scotties Tournament of Hearts? Galicia said it's going to be tough simply due to the fact that they haven't played a lot of games this season, but 10 end games will be a lot. "We went to Beaumont, Alta, for a spiel and we played 5 games there and got to the semi-finals," she said. "It's going to be tough because we'll be playing all the top teams. We know we'll be in tough, but we'll go down and hopefully hold our own and try to keep the games close." The trick at the Scotties, she added, is finding draw weight on arena ice. "That can make all the difference, and for the next 4 weeks, we'll be preparing," she said. "Megan, Shona and I have tons of experience with arena ice, and Sydney and Ella have played juniors on arena ice as well, but every game will be a battle." Galicia also confirmed that this will be her swan song when it comes to the Scotties, and getting to play in her last national with her daughter is something she thought she would never get to do. "It's really special," she said. "Sydney is such a good curler, way better than me, and she's going to be a great curler. I just wanted to get there once with Sydney, and I'm good to end my career on this note."